Okay, so today's devotion is from John 15, 12 to 17. It's on page 152 of the booklet. And it reads, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you don't do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because a servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I anointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." And today's devotion is by Howard Miller, who is the superintendent of the Methodist International Church in Hong Kong. And he writes, "One of the things I miss most in Hong Kong is my garden at the manse where we lived in Winchester, England. Before God took me by the scruff of the neck and brought me to Wan Chai, we had a beautiful garden. I spent part of a sabbatical in 2010 landscaping, pruning, and tending it. The back garden was also a wonderful place for summer parties. My spacious study, almost the size of my present flat, overlooked the garden and had a door leading to it. Oh boy, do I miss that garden and study. The most important aspect of that landscaping was to improve the soil. Good soil means vigorous growth and excellent fruit and blooms. The minister who now lives in that manse in Winchester is benefiting from my hard work. Soil is what John is on about in this passage. The vine is rooted in the love of God, and in turn we are to show love for others. The way we show the fruit of that love is to be obedient. Modern people do not like calls to obedience. We prefer to be asked to share our thoughts and ideas. Jesus asks only obedience as the soil of our discipleship. Such obedience leads to an outpouring of love, which is the finest fruit that we can bear in our lives. The loving relationship which Jesus describes here is summed up in the word friend. It is incredible that God in Christ, the divine Logos, the one who brings grace and truth, can be our friend. John is not indicating a chummy relationship with the divine, but the assurance of an intimate, deep, and open relationship with God. Some people regard it as a scandal that we can be so confident that we should be a friend of God. However, Jesus' offer to his disciples and to us is that we can be the friend of God." Okay, so before I read the devotion and I was just meditating on the word, it says, you know, in the beginning to love one another as I have loved you. And then I started thinking about, okay, how much does God love us? And, you know, there's many references in the Bible, of course, you know, he didn't spare his only son. You know, there's a lot of references. I'll just read one from Romans: "Neither death or life, neither angels or demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither the height or depth or anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is Christ Jesus our Lord." But then there was one incident, actually, when Brian and I, we were watching a documentary, a BBC documentary called Life. It's a TV series of animals. And through that documentary, I really realized, wow, God, how much do you really love us? There were two particular segments where I was particularly touched. The first was about an octopus. There's one type of octopus in this world that when it's impregnated, it finds itself a safe haven. Basically, it hides under the rock, and it protects its eggs until the eggs are born. And basically, it starves itself to death. And its last act as a mother before it dies is it releases a breath of air, so it helps its eggs hatch and emerge. And the second segment was about a frog. And now this frog, type of frog, I don't know what type of frog, but this frog, when it has tadpoles, it instead of living in a bigger pool of water, it carries each tadpole on their back and puts it in a catchment of water. So it's at the base of a plant, some small catchment of water. And for food, the mum lays a unfertilized egg and makes this journey to all its tadpoles every day. until the tadpole is old enough and it becomes a frog. So we're talking about an octopus and a frog, right? And God loves and cares, and when God created it, it's just an octopus and a frog. So how much more does God love us? And I think it's really impossible to grasp with our finite minds how much that love is, regardless of how many references in the Bible or what we see or what kind of revelation we receive. But God's love for us is big, right? So, okay, so then the second thing is, it says, love each other as I have loved you. Okay, then, God, how do we love people like you love us, right? And then I was thinking, God, for me, or my, for through my experience, is only through Jesus. You know, I know that's such a cop-out answer, because everything, the answer is Jesus, right? But, you know, there was one particular experience I had where I was kind of, there was a person in my circle where I knew from the get-go, okay, I'm not going to be friends with this person because we were so different. We didn't have any common interests, different upbringings, basically from two separate worlds. But then just out of my obligation to where I was, I had to befriend this person. So this person would ask for coffee and dinner, and, you know, I'm such a sinner, or I'm such a mean person, that I'd always want to end it really quickly. So it'd either be like a really short coffee, or if we were going to have dinner, I would think, okay, what's the fastest food? So we'd go for noodles, you know, like, so mean, right? And then it was only out of pure obligation. But then there was a point in time where I started building a relationship where then, you know, I realized I started to enjoy this person's company. And, you know, would really think about that and generally think, oh, I wonder how they're doing today. You know, and maybe this is a fruit of obedience that the person today that wrote the devotion is going on about. It's really from obedience. And then God produces the fruit. I know my intentions from the beginning wasn't to love this person. You know, I know that, and I think a few days ago someone mentioned, I think it was Jung, he said, oh, love is a choice. But for me, I didn't even choose to love this person. I was just like, oh, okay, I'll just, because I have to. But then God really works through you, you know, even in all your brokenness and all your sinfulness, God still moves through you and loves through you. Which is amazing because I don't have that capacity, you know, just by myself. So, so I think without God, loving this person would not have been possible. And I can't say I'm at that point where, you know, I can lay my life down for them, like it says in verse 13. But, but Jesus is carrying me through this. I just want to finish off, I don't know who's doing worship today, but with a story that Pastor Che shared when he was here. So basically, he mentioned how one of his friends passed away on Valentine's Day, and it was really fitting for his friend to have passed away on that day because earlier in his life he had, maybe got into an accident, I can't really remember the details, but he went to heaven. And then God asked him, oh, have you learned to love? Did you learn to love? And when he said no, it's almost like God gave him a second chance. To learn to love. And then he passed away on Valentine's this year. So if I could ask Jeff to come up and if we can meditate on God's love. and really ask ourselves, do we know how to love? And ask God, Jesus, teach us how to love like you love us. Because, Lord, we can't do it on our own strength. And there's so many people that need your love. So, yeah, let's just pray and meditate. Let's spend some time praying for our community, for our friends that have cancer, Let's just lift them up. Just lift up our friends that are ill, but more importantly for their salvation. It says in his words that you and your household will be saved. So by faith, let's just claim that for our friends that are listed up there. Continue to pray for those in our community who are ill. Pray for those who are looking for work. Pray for our missionaries in Cambodia and just our friends there, Grace and Ashley at Bloom, Pastor Roberto at Vision to Reality, and Pastor Tiang from New Life Church. Pray for the board, P. Sam, Lisa, Jeannie, Kiwan, Brian, Sandra, Max, and Juan as the secretary. also lift up our hospitality ministries, the welcoming and Brewster ministries. Continue praying for our SP 2.0 for the new building and a donor that was prophesied. Let's lift up our house churches at a meeting today. Lord God, we just thank you for this morning. We just thank you that you love us so much, Lord. And as we live our daily lives, Lord God, we just ask for your help, Lord, just to be able to love others like you love us, Lord God. Give us the capacity, Lord. Give us the heart, Lord God. Lord, we can't do this without you, Lord. How are we supposed to love the community without you, Lord God? So we ask for your help. Jesus, Lord, we just lift up this day to you, Lord. We just pray that in all that we do, in every word and action, Lord, will be pleasing and glorifying to you, Lord. We thank you and love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.